It is 6:44. You are listening to NPR Illinois and Morning Edition. Joining us this morning is Joe Crane from the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. We wanted to have Joe on this morning because today, of course, is Abraham Lincoln's birthday, and we wanted to talk about what things the museum is doing today to celebrate Abraham Lincoln's birthday. And Joe, what kind of events do you have planned?
Well, thank you, Michelle. Good morning, everyone. It's Lincoln's 217th birthday. Yeah, he's 217 in the 217 today, and we're very excited. Of course, this past Saturday, we began the celebration with our literacy jam. We welcomed about 800 kids and their families to celebrate Mr. Lincoln's love of reading and a lifelong journey of learning. Today, we're celebrating the birthday by having one of our historical actors who appears as Mr. Lincoln to meet with guests and interact from about 10:30, 11 o'clock this morning till about 2 o'clock this afternoon. We also have Mike Anderson playing the dulcimer and period music from back in the 1850s, 1860s, the Civil War era. And he's great, especially interacting with families and kids, showing how those instruments all worked back in the day. And of course, you can see our exhibit called Lincoln, A Life and Legacy that Defined a Nation, that's based on the new book of the same name. It concentrates on something different. Usually most histories of Abraham Lincoln concentrate on telling the stories of his life while using artifacts to reinforce those stories. This, the book, seeks to reverse that trend by telling the stories of the artifacts and demonstrating how they allow us to relate to Lincoln and his contemporaries. So you can see that exhibit as well when you're at the museum today. Of course, today is a free admission day, so a great opportunity to come out and meet Mr. Lincoln, hear some music, and of course, see our new exhibit, Lincoln, A Life and Legacy That Defined a Nation.
Now, Joe, you're always busy doing events for the ALPLM. Are there any things that go into the weekend for the birthday celebration?
No, we don't have any other events per se related to Lincoln's birthday this weekend. However, we will celebrate the fun of having an extra day on Monday of finishing up our skating in the park. We have a synthetic skating surface that's been up since around Thanksgiving. So we're offering free skating this Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, and Monday afternoon from 1 until 4 each day. It's free skate, though we encourage donations to help defray the cost of skate maintenance. And on Monday for President's Day, we'll offer free hot chocolate inside Union Station for those coming out to skate. So real easy to do. Just come during those hours to Union Station across the street from the museum and grab a pair of skates and enjoy some skating in the park this weekend.
Joe, what has attendance been like at the museum? And is it usually, do you usually see a boost on the birthday, or is it just pretty much the same?
As I mentioned, this past Saturday, we had our special kids event, and we had nearly 800 people that day, which for January and early February is a significant boost in attendance because it tends to be one of our lower times. However, this past week, we've seen a big spike in attendance because the last couple of years, we've forged a special relationship with Springfield's District 186 schools. And every year now, fourth graders from all of the schools over about a week-long period come visit the museum. So we've had, over the last week and a half or so, busloads after busloads of fourth graders coming to learn about the Lincoln legacy and getting introduced to Springfield's hometown hero.
And on a daily basis, you have visitors from all over. I know we take for granted a lot of times that it's in our own backyard and may not go see it as much as we should, but we have folks who come from all over to check it out. Talk to me about some of the things that, or the some of the folks that you meet.
Well, I've met people from all parts of the world except for Antarctica, but I've also met just the other day, one of our volunteers came in as a retired Air Force, and he was wearing a cap, Base Camp Antarctica. And I said, oh, you've been vacation or back when you were in the Air Force? And he goes, three times I got to go working for Uncle Sam. So I guess I could count Antarctica as a museum visitor. But this summer, we're expecting to see a huge increase in visitors for two reasons. Of course, America 250, celebrating our nation's founding this summer. But we're also expecting to see an increase in visitors who will be visiting Springfield because of the centennial historic Route 66, the Mother Road.
And now, how long has the museum been open?
Well, the museum opened to the public April of 2005, so this spring we're coming up on our 21st anniversary, so I guess we've reached adulthood finally at the museum. But you wouldn't know it because I've got to give a kudos to our buildings and grounds and our engineering teams that keep the museum up and running every day, as well as our tech team that makes sure all the lights and all the special effects with our exhibits and shows work properly. You wouldn't know that the museum is 21 years old and that it's had in excess of nearly 6 million visitors now. You just don't see the wear and tear because they do such a great job of maintaining easily one of Springfield and arguably one of Illinois' greatest assets to the world in sharing the legacy of Mr. Lincoln.
Joe Crane from the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, thanks for checking in with us today on Abraham Lincoln's birthday.
Thank you very much. Hope to see everybody there today. 9 to 5 are our hours, and it's a free admission day to celebrate Mr. Lincoln's 217th in the 217.
It is 6:51.